years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Carroll. Looking for the ultimate off-road truck? We just got a new Ford F-150 Raptor in. It is the only one in the state that is the new color Terrain. Looking for a great deal on a new 2013 F-150? We have a huge selection with $9,000 in rebates and package savings. Come get a 2013 Chrysler or Dodge minivan while the rebates are the most and the selection is best. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81 or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad Axe, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebewaing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebewaing, get your new Silverado and find new roads. It's the new Kindy Super Convenience Store, Kindy One Stop, with a huge selection of groceries, health and beauty aids, automotive fluids, your favorite beverages, hot pasta house pizza by the slice, coffee and donuts, and fountain drinks galore. They carry everything you can imagine, from locally packaged beans to diesel fuel and regular and E30, 50, and 85 gasolines. Kindy One Stop open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the corner of Kindy Road and M53. Kindy One Stop, raising the convenience shopping bar to a super convenient level, serving the greater Kindy, Fillion, and Pinnebog area, and everyone else who stops in.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing, Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Make your farm life better by stacking higher yield and return on investment odds in your favor with a highly efficient growing system available exclusively through Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy. Field-specific custom soil sampling and mapping and a highly sophisticated multi-crop factor analysis result in creation of custom crop and field-specific maximum yield nutrient blends and field controller files for optimum application, leading to higher return on investment. And after-harvest reports measure results and aid in future planning. Contact the Agronomy Division of Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy today, 989-874-4200. And you'll soon be singing.
We're in the money, the skies are sunny.
Clark Brock and Adam Kaharchek back at Deckerville for the homecoming, Deckerville. And as we do that, they did announce the king and queen. And the Deckerville king is Kyle Hooker. And the queen is Kendra Colesaw. So we say congratulations to them, a beautiful night, and a happy king and a elated queen and everybody out there taking pictures and a great night there. So we congratulate them on a great night. I'd like to remind you that we want to thank Cellular Phone Service for the broadcast. Our broadcasts tonight are provided by Thumb Cellular. They help out WDLEW a lot, and actually tonight with our reception here tonight, we're actually using them to broadcast tonight instead of doing broadband, so we certainly thank them for that. Adam, we've got both teams back on the field as they set the clock. We got about 2.5 minutes before we're going to kick off, it looks like. I think that's what the plan is. And again, we go back to, you know, there were two or three big plays in the first half. Deckerville ran a couple kicks back, big yardage to get good field position to go. We had the one play where Kyle Case broke it big and moved down the field and put North Carolina in that scoring position. And beyond that, it's pretty much been a slugfest.
Yeah, just been both teams going at each other. They're not giving up any ground. And there's been a couple missteps by the defense on each side, which led to big plays for both teams. Actually, looks like we got an update on the thing here. It looks like at halftime, Memphis is up 40-12 on Bad Axe. So Memphis is up 40.
Bad Axe is having a tough go of it this season. Things aren't going there well. I know they've had a couple of injuries and things there, and that's too bad. It's homecoming for them tonight, and hoping they were going to have a little better go of it. But maybe they can get things going in the second half a little bit more. You know, really, penalties in this game, there haven't been many, but a couple of them there were pretty big penalties. You know, we had the pass interference that looked like maybe North Carolina was going to get a chance to go in and score before the half, and they turned right around and holding on the very next play that moves it back. And instead of having a great opportunity to make something happen and get in, it doesn't happen that way, and they lose out on their opportunity. And so, you know, Adam, I guess that's the game.
Yeah, sometimes you get those chances to, you know, make it happen, and sometimes it just doesn't go through. And for North Carolina that time, it just didn't happen for them.
Yep. We were hoping maybe we'd have some stats to give you at halftime. Adam and I are here without a statistician, and I talked to the statisticians from both teams and said, hey, if you get a chance at halftime, let us know stats. The one thing I can tell you is this. I'm sure that the leading rusher for Deckerville has got to be Pagel. Boy, he's kept that ball an awful lot and had some really nice runs following his linemen and back through that. And on the North Huron side, Kyle Case, you know?
Yeah, definitely Pagel. He's somebody to watch. He's been running the ball all night, and he's been making some big plays for Deckerville. And Kyle Case, with that one interception earlier in the game, that really helped out the team. So they're both going at each other. It's kind of just them versus each other, and they're both trying to, you know, trying to make points for the team.
Okay, maybe we'll throw up for a quick commercial just before we start this second half, as the teams are about ready to go. But we'll take a quick break.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Here we go to start the second half. Deckerville set to kick off. Number 40, Fritch is set. Kicks off deep to Gallett. The ball's almost over his head as he reaches high to catch it. Comes streaming up through the middle of the field. There he goes. 2, 3, 4. He breaks tackles all the way down. He's going to go. Touchdown, North Huron. They start the second half off. Gallett takes a kick that you thought was going to go over his head. Gets some